This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I love the show. I listen almost every day. And I just really like how you like the storytellers kind of shape the narrative of this show. So I think that's great. So I'm calling right now anonymously because of the nature of my story and because it's ongoing right now. It's about my best friend's dad, whom I've been best friends with for 25 years, and I call him dad, very close to him. And he's been sick for a period of time, and just recently he went into the ICU, and he started experiencing strange things. The doctors and everybody, I think, at first just thought it was medications or like dehydration, something like that. But what happened was he was checked in and he was kind of noticing things. He's been in there about a week and a half, and probably about 3 days in, he started saying, like, I'm seeing kids, they won't leave me alone, I'm scared. And mind you, like, this is a huge man, you know, 280 pounds, 6'5", never been scared of anything. And now he's telling us, I'm scared, I don't want to be here. And so he kept saying these two little kids would not leave him alone. And so he called his fourth night at about 11:30 at night from the ICU, which there are no kids allowed under 12 in the ICU, obviously no kids there at 11:30 p.m., and he left a voicemail to his brother telling him, I'm scared, I don't want to be here. And in the background was a child screaming bloody murder at the top of their lungs, just screaming and screaming. And so that really freaked all of us out. We were like, okay, he's not hallucinating, this is real, he's being bothered. And he kept saying, I think they come from a mental hospital, they wouldn't leave me alone, they wanted me to go with them. Finally, I was so tired that I agreed, and they took me to another dimension, and it was really scary, and now they're attached to me. And the creepy thing about it is our hospital is actually built on the same grounds, like right behind what used to be our mental hospital. It's been functioning most of my life. They've just sort of begun shutting it down, and they most recently have just closed the children's psychiatric ward. So that kind of led us to believe, okay, these kids kind of must have come from there. They realized he had some sort of abilities. And so his wife said, well, he's had abilities always, and I remember as children, him seeing things and everything, but we all saw things because of their house, so we just never thought it was anything more than that. But it turns out he's always had these abilities that he's basically said, I'm not seeing anything, I'm ignoring this, which seems like a bad mixture for now this all kind of coming to a head all at once. And some of the other things that's going on, for instance, are there's other people there that from the psychiatric ward that are not the children, but they're not really bugging him. They're just kind of like standing around him, hanging out. And one of them keeps standing behind the doctor every time the doctor comes in. So he keeps asking the doctor, who's standing behind you? And the doctor's like, nobody's standing behind you or behind me. And so that's another weird thing. And so he had his reverend come in and another family member that has always had abilities. And when they came in, they said, oh, well, we don't really feel anything here. We just feel good things. Your grandma's here watching over you. You know, you have good people watching over you. So we're not really sure what you're seeing here. It must not be bad. But then he told us that whenever they come, all of the mentally disabled people leave. And so it almost feels like they're kind of trying to make him live the way he lived, or make people think that he's crazy, because they're kind of like there when the doctors are there and driving him nuts, like just bugging him. And so, you know, when he says, oh, he's seeing these things and nobody else is seeing them, and they leave when the other people with abilities show up, it just leads me to believe that they're trying to, like, make him be seen as crazy the same way they were, or something of that sort. And it really is making me scared because we don't know, like, how powerful these things are, or you're dealing with mentally unstable people in their past life. And since he's so sick, it just makes me really nervous. Like, I don't want them feeding off his energy or anything like that. So, today they're going to check him out of the hospital. But we're nervous because he said they're attached to him and we don't want to take him home. They have, like, a major past with, like, hauntings in their home in the past. And we've had religious people come in and bless the home, anoint the home, and they've actually said in the past that they've closed the front windows because that's a portal. And so that makes me even more nervous going home if they're following him or attached to him, and then, like, what other activity might this kick up? So I guess our next thing will be, like, reaching out to a shaman or something like that, because I don't really think that the religious people in his life necessarily believe exactly what he's saying. I think they kind of think what the doctors think, that it's the medication. And so even though they've been blessing him and praying over him, I don't know how much that's working, because I think they're just doing it, like, to appease him. So if they're not really targeting these spirits, then I don't know how much that's going to help. So anyways, this is an ongoing story. It's really scary. He's really scared. Someone stayed with him every night to make sure he's okay. And, you know, we've kind of tried to talk to him and tell him, like, he doesn't understand the strength of his abilities, so he doesn't understand what you're doing trying to communicate with him. It's really making him scared. Please leave. It's okay for you to move on. You're not stuck in this hospital anymore. All that, and it's really had zero effect. And he's kind of quieted down about it, but only because of the people in the hospital not taking him seriously. And now they're acting like that, oh, well, you're having mental problems. We don't want to let you leave. So we're like, we need to go to a different facility. So let me know if you guys have any questions, or if you would like updates on the story. I can definitely call back, like, as things progress and let you know, or answer any questions that you might have. So thanks for putting together a wonderful show every day. I know a lot of us really appreciate it. Have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.